Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved angels, and welcome. Here we are live. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka.
And this is the voice of passionate action, Sri and Kira Live. And you know, it's a crazy, wild, amazing September. And it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. I think even as history, Sri, or posterity will show us that this is a crazy, wild September. So much going on. We're now post-supermoon, yet heating up and building up to this October event. This solar event that will permanently change lives forever. Huge coming up.
Well, there seems like there's always something, isn't there?
I guess that's the world we live in, isn't it?
The world we live in is filled with ever greater sensitivity to energy and energy events.
Indeed.
Along with an increasing frequency of said events.
Well, absolutely. And you know, this is part of our September series. We're continuing this week in our evolution of consciousness and really looking at the shift of the global paradigms, because this month has been all about the explosion of consciousness, about the escalation and the evolution and the expanding consciousness that is with us. And one of the things that's important to remember, my angels, is that everything you see is an illusion. And so the key is to use it as, I always like to say, it's training for our spiritual evolution and our consciousness.
I remember as a younger man, when I would go to a movie that really grabbed me, we would get lost in the movie. And when I walked out of the theater, there was this weird sense of transition.
Now, you know, I'm giggling, Sri, because I'm going to date myself. But what I'm remembering right now is being in, you know, this is when you had your local theater, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so we had our local theater. And I remember going to watch, I think at that point, it was either two or three of them were out of Planet of the Apes, the originals. And I remember doing like the Planet of the Apes marathon. And that was surreal when I walked out of the theater. It was totally surreal.
I think anytime we've been in one illusion and we go to another illusion, there's a moment where we wonder which one's better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, which one was the better dream?
Well, when you're walking out of the theater going, okay, people are still ruling the earth, it's a little more comforting. But, you know, this is really what's happening. And this is why I think today's show is so important, because today we're going to dive into something we don't normally dive into. However, we're doing it in a very different way. And that is that, you know, the political climate worldwide is vastly changing. You know, all bets are off. Everything's changing. And one of the blessings is that certainly we can see that the levels of consciousness are becoming more vast and more available. Yet whenever you have this percolation, so to speak, of these levels of consciousness, there's also the apparent shift in polarity.
Yes. And the apparent shift in polarity is actually the energy that's fueling the behaviors, and then the behaviors feed the fuel.
Well, you know what's so funny?
It's one of those self-propagating cycles.
It's power struggle. And what's interesting is that there's this consciousness out there, and the global awakening is the basis of this, really what I think a lot of people are describing as a deeply concerning awakening, because there's a power struggle and it's heating up the energies of polarity. We now have a situation in our lives and in our lifetime where polarized opinions are being spouted as facts and people are having a challenging time. And so this is a fascinating recipe. And I love today's show because we're diving into, you know, are there solutions and can we be a part of the solution?
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that I want to remind each and every one of you is if you're looking for reassurance in the outer world.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Go ahead.
Don't get too hooked, because, well, indeed, there are reflections of light. There's reflections of harmony and love and peace in the outer world.
Absolutely.
For the most part, the amplitude is built up on the polarity elements.
Ooh.
And it's sort of like...
I'm riding your vocabulary,
well,
babe.
Well, do that. Because,
I am.
You know, all of these modern TV screens that we look at are a bunch of little pixels, aren't they?
They are.
They're a bunch of little dots of color.
And if you watch them on YouTube, they're really pixelated.
And the dots of color, the right now, the dots that are aligned with these polarized opinions seem to have a little more voltage running through them than the dots of color that are aligned with the higher frequencies.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I offer that image to you all because it's still all there.
Yeah.
Everything is there. All possibilities
absolutely.
Are awake and possible.
Well, I love this pixelized rendition you're offering, because what it's also saying is it's a great opportunity to take a wide angle lens, you know, to see this as a beautiful mosaic that all of the energies of humanity, all of the experiences of humanity are little tiles in this mosaic. And, you know, when you're really up close on a mosaic, all you see are little tiles, and maybe they're chipped or broken or fragmented. And you might say, oh, well, what is that junk? But then you pull that
stand
lens
back. Yeah.
Exactly. And you see this stunning mosaic reveal itself. And really, we're at that point where we're getting ready to reveal the mosaic of humanity. And I think it begs the question of today's show. You know, can we infuse illumination into the governing of our society? And what can we do to assist that shift? Because the reality is that everything is calling for a shift. You know, what was is no longer. And everyone can agree with that aspect of things.
Well, and we are sitting here in the middle of a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I guess it's one of those, are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Or are we cooked yet? I don't know. You said we're the recipe, so there we are.
You know, so often in our lives, we know that things are out of alignment, or we know that we're in a transition. And in the case of a global transition, in the case of a human evolutionary moment,
yeah.
The duration of that moment could seem like a long time.
Very much
especially
so.
Especially if you're sitting in the back seat of the car.
Well, I don't want to sit in the front back seat.
Wanting to get there.
I want dibs on that front seat.
And if you're in the front seat, we wonder how fast will this engine go.
Well, you know, we do. And I want to remind all of our amazing, beautiful listeners, because truly my heart is so grateful. You are such an amazing gift that, of course, today's show is live. And we have an extraordinary guest coming in just a few moments, David Raphael. And reminding you that you can get in the queue. I see we already have some people waiting. We'll speak to some callers shortly. But you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And give us a buzz for questions, comments, mini soul readings. We love hearing from you because bar none, and I say it every week because it's true, we have the most amazing audience on the planet. And thank you for grabbing us, whether you're here with us live or grabbing us in the archives. We are glad that you're listening to Sri and Kara Live, the voice of passionate action.
And so as we consider for a moment that each one of us is one of those mosaic tiles on the fabric
ooh,
of our shared reality.
I love that. I do love that.
That what role are you playing? What is your life projecting?
Can I be more than one mosaic?
You sure can.
Can I be more than one tile?
How much energy you got, baby?
That's where it's at. What can I say?
and it's really important that we each take those moments of self-reflection and look at the energy that we're contributing into the world, into our lives.
Absolutely.
Because collectively it adds up to quite a visceral, a tangible impact.
Well, it does. And you know, Sri, I've got to jump in here and say that I know, my angels, that, you know, here we are this past week in the United States. They're throwing around facts that Obama declared war on ISIS. We've got the Pope coming forward, offering all of humanity an opportunity to avoid World War III. It's a time where you can dive into fear. It's a time where the illusion can grab you in a chaotic way. And this is why I think it's so powerful to have David Raphael on with us this week, because so much has happened this week. And yet, my angels, there's still plenty of reasons to swim. Remember, we've been talking about September is the wave. And, you know, I see we have some people waiting online. Sri, do we want to bring our guest on, or should we talk to some clients first? What would you enjoy?
I like both alternatives.
So okay.
We'll do one at a time.
All right.
I'll tell you what, on line two, we have a caller from New Mexico.
Our former home. We love New Mexico.
So let's say hi to Barb.
Namaste, Barb.
Namaste.
We are delighted to have you with us. How can we serve you today?
Well, I'd just like to get a mini soul reading if you have time.
Well, of course we have time. That's why we've brought you on. And you know, I was feeling your energy, which is why I thought let's just bring you in right now. And so, Barb, I want you to, as I'm connecting with you right now, what I'm noticing is that there is a wow, deep. I need you to take your left hand. They're saying take your left hand and place it over your heart. So literally left hand over the heart. Of course, physical heart. We're not talking about high heart. We're talking about physical heart. Left hand over your heart. And your right hand, I've got it kind of right on the third chakra. And they're saying that in this moment of great, the words they're giving me are decision, challenge, opportunity. And it's funny, they're showing me all three of those spinning because you're really resonating with this number three right now. Decision, challenge, opportunity. In this moment of decision, challenge, and opportunity, allow yourself to remember that you are a child of unconditional love born from that gift and ready to come forward in ways your mind cannot breathe. And they're saying that taking a breath to that right hand, to that third chakra. And as you take that breath in, when you let it out, touch the belly, like kind of push in on the belly so that that breath kind of comes out of the, out of that heart hand, but keep that hand on the heart. And they're saying that you must, and they very rarely use the word must, but you, like I mentioned, you have these three stunning energetic beings around you. And they're saying it is time for you to let go of your brain, breathe into the passionate ascended center of your solar plexus, exhale through your heart, and remember that you are setting a new pace in your life and that there is shortly ahead of you, I hear 3 weeks, some very powerful decisions that will anchor the next 3 years. And so I'm really glad you called today because your energy is very much attuned with the planet and the things that are happening on the planet. And so I'm going to invite you also to, if it's safe to do so at some point, get into water. I don't care if it's a shower, a tub, a hot tub, go get a pedicure. I don't care, but get into water and feel yourself floating. Just close your eyes and feel yourself floating. And that will help anchor this new energy. So thank you, my love. And I'm so glad we were able to get to you first today. No accident that you called right now. Much love, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Many blessings. And also standing by is our wonderful guest. I want to share a little information about him. David Raphael is a medical doctor, a holistic MD, director of the San Francisco Medical Research Foundation. So that's what part of his brain is doing.
He's such an amazing being. I mean, you guys are going to love him.
And he's also an artist who has
incredible artist.
Lended a great passion for a revolutionary art form that he's coined artainment.
Yeah.
And this art form includes visual images, mandalas, sacred geometry.
And look,
and
guys,
a combination
if you have
of music,
yeah,
and color and light,
it's
and
awesome. And if you, and I'm sure we'll talk to you about how to connect with this because really, David is doing so much for the planet.
And there's one more part of his brain I want to share.
This man just has an amazing brain. But he's got the heart to go with it.
Amazing,
exactly.
Soul. And another piece of his passion is he's the founder of the Light Party, which is a holistic political paradigm.
Don't you guys love that?
Dedicated to health, peace, prosperity, and freedom for all.
Yeah.
Bringing that harmony that everyone seeks and no one seems to anchor in the political arena.
But yet, you know, I want to say this. David has the courage to be out there and do it. And this man has been out there. It's not like he's new to the scene. He has just been quietly, steadily out there for so many years. And I am just so excited to have him on the show with us today.
Well, David, welcome to the show.
Namaste.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
We're delighted to have you here.
Nice to be acknowledged.
You bet. So well earned. I mean, the reality is that when I gaze at your energy field, I just see courage and tenacity, which are such beautiful gifts to wrap into a spiritual bubble, so to speak. And so we honor you. I've got my hands in prayer position saying thank you. And what a perfect time to have you on the show. Wow. Isn't what's going on in the world right now just kind of like amazing?
It's always amazing, but it's particularly amazing right now. Yes. We're seeing the... Well, I'm sure you know it's the final throes of that old 3D paradigm and the control mechanisms. You know, you got Aries and you got Uranus and Aries are bumping up powerfully against the status quo, and that whole friction that's happening of you know, the light coming in very, very strong now and bringing and birthing a new paradigm. And, of course, the old paradigm is, which is what I call the medical, military, industrial complex, which is sort of the crux of what the Light Party was about, is how to transform and transmute that fear-based medical, military, 3D paradigm and bring it into the light, therefore creating health, peace, prosperity, and freedom for all. So, you know, our seven-point platform addresses all these issues of how to, personally and collectively, how do we personally and collectively bring health, peace, and freedom first to ourselves, and ultimately, how do we increase the consciousness on the planet? Because the foundation of the Light Party is rooted in spiritual awakening.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I want to kick around a little bit today is moving from the abstraction into the action.
And, you know, as we do that, Sri, one of the things I just want to quickly comment on is, David, I love how you're calling this the medical military. That really, I haven't heard that quite coined that way before, but that really does synopsize what we're seeing and what the transition is. And as we kick all this around, I have to ask, obviously, I mean, were you just born knowing this was your mission, or did something happen in your life that triggered you into how you're living? I mean, you went through medical school, obviously, traditional education. When was your awakening? When did you have your kind of click, you know, your light that said, I need to do something different with what I'm doing with my life?
Well, people ask me that all the time. Okay, I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch. I was a Scottish medical graduate. I came to the West Coast. I wound up in a nexus of some of the most advanced thinkers and artists that you could ever imagine. And I went through some very, very powerful spiritual awakenings. And I finished my internship, and I wound up in a psychiatric residency, Langley Porter, in San Francisco. And I was appalled by what was going on there. I always defined myself as I was a naturopath locked into an allopathic world. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do. I totally do, yeah.
So I was at Langley Porter, and they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff, prefrontal lobotomies and electroshock treatment. You know, it was basically an amazing amount of experiment. I felt I was back in Nazi Germany, to be perfectly honest. I was going through my own 60s and the 70s. And when I was at Langley Porter, I was urging the staff to get everybody to go out into nature, into the beautiful Golden Gate Park. But I realized I was in the wrong place. And I wrote when I was in that process in my residency, I started writing a book urged on by this beautiful woman named Ayla, who I was with for 3 years. And she was a very enlightened woman, German, 12 years my elder. And I wrote a book called Medicine Today, Healing Tomorrow, which at the time was a heavy, heavy critique on the allopathic model. I was already talking about the importance of nutrition, which in medical school wasn't something at those days you weren't even taught. I was talking about basically chiropractic, homeopathy, all the things that are now called integrative and complementary medicine. But I was very much opposed to my golden thread was do no harm, and I realized that because I was really unconscious and I was being asked to do things that I knew was desperately hurting people, I could no longer do it. So fortunately, I stepped out of that scene gladly. It was a mutual admiration decision by both. They didn't want me, and I didn't want them.
Early demonstration of your courage.
But fortunately, I didn't have a marriage. I didn't have a mortgage. I didn't have a debt, you see. Mm-hmm. So I was free. Because, see, when you go through medical school, you know, they kind of tear you apart. I mean, it's a very intense training. But when you come out of medical school, you're already up to your eyeballs in debt. So anyway, regardless, I was handed to San Francisco Medical Research Foundation. And it was at that time we were already doing what was called integrative and complementary medicine. And they basically, the thought police at that time, came after me and said, you can't do this. And if you continue to do what you're doing, which was not, you know, was considered alternative, they were going to take my license away. You know, they were going to, you know, really come down hard on me, which they've been doing for years and years against doctors who have been out of the, so-called orthodox protocols. Anyhow, so I started San Francisco Medical. And we were one of the forefront organizations that were beginning to expound upon what is now called the holistic complementary integrative medicine. But at the same time, I was really blossoming as an artist. And I always, you know, my tagline is, it's David Raphael, MD, music doctor. So we started doing health Peace and Freedom festivals, and we had amazing artists. We were the first to come out, San Francisco, with the first New Age music, on and on and on. But it was in 78 that I got this transformative vision, very powerfully, after doing a music concert up on Mount Tamalpais, where I saw the domes over Alcatraz, and that was the beginning of the vision of the conversion of Alcatraz Island into what is now we're calling a global peace, creative arts, and ecological center. So San Francisco Medical morphed into what is now the Light Party. The Light Party is a research and development project of San Francisco Medical, and it's fundamental. We have 7 points. The fundamental axiomatic position of the Light, and I can run a whole political campaign just on this one statement, is the strength of our nation is directly proportional to the health of our people. Healthy mm-hmm. soil creates healthy plants. Healthy plants create healthy people. So that's the ecological tie-in with Mother Earth. And as you know, most of the diseases, when I was writing this, I said, if we don't get into education and prevention and nutritional awareness, we're going to have a monumental health crisis, which is exactly happening. Because I was aware that most diseases were unconscious lifestyles. People need to exercise. People need to really get clear about optimal nutrition. People need to develop some kind of stress reduction programs. And of course, drink a lot of water. And of course, there's a lot written about this. So that was the beginning of the Light Party, which was originally called the Human Ecology Party, and it morphed into what is called the Light Party. And for years and years, in a very much of a hermetic place, I was put together the 7-point platform, which is, point one. One of the others, of course, is Project Light. All the power, key word, all the power that ever was or will be is here now. And I knew at the time, I've got very interested in the ascension process, that, we know about all these, in quotes, alternative, free, clean energy systems, but we were still way, way, way ahead of our time. I was very close friends with G. Malov, who was the world's authority on cold fusion technology, but he was always very upset because we've got the keys, the holy grail of clean, unlimited energy. But I said, it's not going to happen until the Earth moves into a higher dimensional plane.
Right.
And the consciousness of the beings. The one thing that I've seen over and over again is the technologies to clean the planet, to the technologies to live in a healthy, holistic, or harmonious way with the Earth. All these technologies are here. There's no zero point, et cetera. Everything is available. It's the consciousness that will receive them and nourish them that's lacking and or still under development,
absolutely,
you might say. So one of the things I want to talk about, we're gonna take a quick break and then we're going to be back to this. So I want you to think.
Yeah.
is I love the principles upon which the Light Party is founded. And I'd like to go over each of those and talk about the
absolutely
action steps.
Yeah.
How do we move from the realm of a heart-centered vision into heart-centered action?
I love that.
Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh. Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you now.
Oh, we are. You know, Sri, and I am just, during the break, I was just sitting here smiling, thinking about how blessed we are to be on a planet where so many amazing beings, you know, I love that the planet is finally catching up for those of us that have hung around to be here. And certainly our guest today, David Raphael, is one of those amazing beings that the planet has caught up to the work that he's been doing for so many years.
Well, and you touched on this earlier, David. One, it's timing. You know, we often are given a vision. We're often given passion and energy that contributes toward a movement or an expansion of some sort. And yet the ripening of that at first seems like it's outside our reach. And then later, when it finally happens, we go, oh, yeah. And
right.
It feels to me that you're in many ways ahead of your time, and yet I sense the ripening is upon us. How do you feel about
Excellent.
That?
Well, that's what I say. People have always said, David, you're way ahead of your time, but since we're in no time now, we're right on time.
I love that. That is so true.
I love that we've all hung in there. Because there is no time. It's only now, right? N-O-W.
There is. And yet, there is a momentum in place that has fractured consciousness, that has separated people from source, separated people from wholeness. And as you know, from a holistic model, separation is the source of all pain. It's the source of all illness. And as we knit together those pieces, as we heal, which is, you know, bringing love and light to the disowned pieces.
Well, and one of them is, you know, Sri, a lot of people always say, how? And this is one of the things, David, that I love about what you're doing is that you have this 7 points, this 7-point platform that you're bringing forward. You're out there. You're productively bringing this forward. And so let's dive back into that.
Let's do this. I'd like to have this as like a little lesson for the show, if you're game to play. Let's take point one and offer that in terms of action steps. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, point one is Project Health. The strength of our nation is directly proportional to the health of our people. And educating. The first thing, you know, since we're in a body, we can all understand that we can take steps to actually begin to revitalize ourselves and actualize real health. You know, mm-hmm. So part of the understanding now is with the DNA changing, as you know, through the ascension process. As we move from a carbon-based unit to a crystalline-based unit, we are no longer going to be subject to entropy. That's the shift that's actually happening. The Earth is in a fifth-dimensional world. And what's happening is our bodies are becoming, we're basically becoming more and more enlightened, youthful. And the key, the major keys for people now, drink a lot of water, grounding to the earth, working with the breath, invoking the virus. I'm talking about on a spiritual level. It's
Absolutely.
All about conscious, it's all about taking the time to slow down, you know, in light of the fact that we're very, very busy. You know, I'm a big nature guy. Every time I go out into nature, I hug the redwood trees. I connect deeply with the ocean, you know, the elementals, with nature. All the masters are saying, spend time in nature. Why? Because there's so much light, as you know, pouring onto the planet. We don't have to do anything except be open and receptive to the blessings through the sun, through the great central sun, through the cosmos. Because really, who's running the show anyway? This is coming from the Godhead. As I always say, the self is liberating itself. I came to a very, you know, I'm talking more on a cosmic level. The Godhead is infinite love, infinite wisdom, infinite power. We are intricately one with that. We are that. So either it's a liberation program, or I always say it's a farce. What we're transmuting is limitation and fear. We're going from a fear-based world into a love, freedom-based world. And of course, you know, as you say, you know, that's part of the Aquarian age, and of course, the violet flame, as you know, mm-hmm. is one of the keys to transform personal and collective consciousness. And I would like to add, I'd like to kind of step forward, because we're working all the time with groups. We network and network. There's a wonderful group called Children of the Sun. I'm sure you're aware of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or not? Do you know Children of the Sun?
I don't know Children of the Sun. Do you, Sri?
I'm thinking of Alberto Villoldo, but that's not it.
No, this is a fantastic... we can talk about Project. They are working to inject into the Middle East. They're a very powerful group out of Florida. they're injecting as a collective what they call a love vaccine into the Middle East to transmute all the fear, violence, and the history there, to transmute that energy, and it's actually being sealed off to raise the consciousness of that area. But that's the kind of groups that we like to work with, because, as sure. you know, we're all working collectively now through the power of synergy. When two or more gather with pure intent, it's much more than two. We have the ability to, you know, move mountains. We have the, you know, ability to absolutely
create
fundamental shifts in consciousness.
Hang on a sec. Yeah, we had a little blip in the internet here, but I think we're okay. David, one of the things that I just wanted to summarize is what I heard you say is that we need to stop the habit of being distracted. We need to take
Absolutely.
Action steps in our personal life, and that you offer nature as an example of a resource that will help us reconnect. And that is a simple, doable thing mm-hmm. if we simply discipline ourselves enough to say, I'm stepping out of my habits and I'm going to add in this connection time.
Well, in addition to that, what I just heard David say also is, and this is something that we have been really, really working with people to grasp, is that we are now at the time of cooperation versus competition.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because
as you know, what's coming in is the divine feminine principle. And here's the paradox, because, you know, we're in the wheel, fast, fast, fast. The divine feminine principle, my experience is, it's all about slowing down. And when mm-hmm. we come into present time, then we can really access real power, because that's where power exists. Real power is in the present time. But if our minds are racing and we're always ahead of ourselves, we are not living in present time. I wrote an article, called On Prophecy, The Future is Happening Now. And I stated, it's a quote from Revelations, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is from Revelations. What it really, my understanding is that what's happening is we're coming into present time, the past is dissolving, and we're moving forward. So that allows us to absolutely recreate, have a completely new creation that's not based on any of the miasmas, the fears that were built into the, you know, what we call history. We can transcend history and create a completely new reality, which is what all the teachings are about now, correct?
Absolutely. And this is also the greater message of the 2012 expansion of consciousness. You know, there was so much misinformation out there about 2012. And, you know, living down here in Guatemala, it's just so fascinating to be living. I'm giggling and I'm smiling and I'm loving you as you're sharing everything, because, you know, one of the reasons we live here is we literally live in the middle of a pristine forest, and we're dealing and living, you know, 90% of our food comes out of our own ground. And so there is a blessing in that connection, and living with people that never lost that connection, living with the indigenous Maya. And so when the 2012 expansion opened, what you're describing is something that we see often through others, which is, if you're open, if your heart has opened and you're allowing yourself to slow down, reconnect, and be present, infuse yourself with light instead of death, meaning, you know, eat things that are born of light. And if you are open to that opportunity, then you're going to swim in this fifth dimensional experience. And for those that are not, for to recognize that their experience is to still be waiting in the third dimensional overlay, which is now more of an illusion than it ever has. And so this is why these principles are so important, and the action steps to go with them.
Well, absolutely. And I want to underscore something. Go ahead.
You know, in a 3D political paradigm, they always say it's the economic stupid, right? It's economics.
Right.
They always use that term. It's money. It's all about money, economics.
Well, it is all about money. You're right.
Fifth dimensional consciousness fifth dimensional politics, it's not about money. It's about consciousness, because in reality, consciousness is all that there is.
Exactly.
So that's the shift. It's really all about becoming more conscious, because as we become more conscious, as I say, as we, the people, become more unified, compassionate, peace-loving, and aware, our values, priorities, and choices naturally transform. We don't really have to tell anybody what to do, because once we're guided by the spirit within ourselves, the wisdom matrix within ourselves, we know exactly what constitutes, from a Buddhist perspective, right action. So it's about loving yourself, taking care of yourself, being very conscious of the day-to-day choices we're making. Be very careful of what you are buying into, and more importantly, be very careful what you're buying.
Yes, I'm just, my arms are around you. Yay, I'm clapping.
Right.
Yeah.
So this process of spiritual awakening, as I say, it's an organic, decentralized, and progressive process, which is leading us inexorably and an in-depth understanding of the vital importance of eco-stewardship, taking care mm-hmm. of the earth. The Light Party is all about the politics of clean water, clean air, and organic food. That's the key to biological health.
So let's move on to number two, because I'm loving this, and we're going to run out of time because these shows always go way so fast. So I love this first point. We've given some clean action steps. So that moves us to point number two, which is?
Which is I don't have it in front. What is that? Project Light?
Right.
You've kind of blended your points together.
And that's cool.
Project Light is a very important one because it says all the power that ever was or will be is here now. So what we're talking about is a fast track to what's called sustainable clean energy systems. Now, if you go to the Light Party site, this guy has done all the work for me. We have Project Light. This gentleman has put together 50, 60 of new energy technologies, because what we have in the current world is fossil fuels. You have nuclear energy, and you have coal. These are all profoundly dirty systems, and we've developed a whole military to protect the oil fields. You know, it's all about oil. And reality, there are all these alternatives that are waiting in the wings that is going to liberate humanity from dependence on toxic energy bases. That is the key, because that will liberate humanity from, as long as we're tethered to a fossil fuel economy, that's what the world is. That's what's going on in the middle. That's what the source of wars are. It's all about oil. I joke, the 3D economic political paradigm, I joke, you say, it's all about God, G-O-D, guns, oil, and drugs.
That have become the God, along with money. You know, the other thing that you mentioned earlier is the overlay is that money has become God for many of these beings.
Sometimes it takes a good fever in order to heal.
And we
see an economic system that has been teetering on the point of collapse for quite some time in all of the Western developed countries. And I sit here and I just kind of wonder, okay, when?
Right.
How long can they
patch
this
together?
Well,
economics is huge, because it's what we're all thinking about is money, survival, paying rent, all the pressures of in quotes survival and making it in this world, which is materialistic based. Now there is, we talk about practical things because the Light Party is very practical. Its work is extremely practical. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called the Tobin tax. Are you familiar with that?
The Tobin tax, no. Go ahead.
I mean, this is a brilliant idea. It's finally in Congress. It's a very small surcharge on currency trades. You know, they do all these super fast trades,
Right.
Very, very fast. So this guy said, put a small tax, a surcharge on currency trades called the Tobin tax. Finally, if it's like, it's 0.5%, Tobin tax would raise, in the United States of America, $350 billion a year. This is not something I'm confabulating. This is actually a fact. So that's a way we're really talking about how to redistribute wealth, how to redistribute energy, how to decentralize. The Light Party is all about decentralization of power. And the way we decentralize power ultimately is you and I and everybody else has to reconnect to source power.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Because if we don't trust ourselves, which is how these governments have taken over, it is because this sense of I'm not good enough, this sense of I can't trust my own decisions, this sense of I am not worthy has become manipulated and played upon by powers that are in your, as you call it, the medical military complex. And so absolutely, we need to have this inherent connection to be able to act from the greater consciousness or self-direct through a unified stream of consciousness. And I want to remind our listeners that right now, if you want to check in, go to lightparty.com, and really a wonderful, wonderful website. Again, it's just light, L-I-G-H-T, party.com. And, I'm looking at your model here, and tell us about Project Peace. What's that?
Well, of course, that's that is core right now. Project Peace is, as we look out into the world, it's all in the prophecy that, you know, there will come a time where there will be peace on this planet, and we know that that will happen only through the mass spiritual awakening of humanity and moving into a love, compassion-based world where we understand the law of one, where what we do to another, we do to ourselves. So we are working all the time with groups, networking all the time to anchor that peace, love, energy down through. We go blaze, 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 down through every cell, every atom, every electron, every chakra, spiral, and fractal of our being and all beings, in and through all planes and in all dimensions. As long as we ground that in the powers that be, the great ascended master realms and the angelic realms and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Kuan Yin and a whole host of cosmic beings that we don't even know about and the galactic. When we invoke that energy, as you know, the universe responds. So that's the power that we have, is through that intention and through that group synergy that we keep anchoring more light, more love, and therefore we're transmuting the dark side. We don't have to fight it. All we got to do, and we also have to look at our own self to you know, self-reference, transform our own consciousness so that we are becoming more inherently loving, more compassionate, more intelligent, more present. And as I say, here's the program. The one, because there's only one being, and I know you know this, Sri, right? There's only one being out there, correct?
You're talking to him.
He's such a brat.
You're
Go
the
ahead.
One. You guys are the one. The one becomes the few, becomes the many, becomes the all. It's an inexorable expansion of consciousness.
Absolutely.
And it's happening.
Right.
So what we're really talking about is humanity individually, collectively, moving into what I call Buddha Christ consciousness. And that is our connection into the infinite.
That oneness. And once again,
totally,
because...
Right, oneness.
We deal with so many clients, students, and friends. It's important to remember that each and every one of us is carrying not only a piece of the puzzle, a piece of the legacy, and that we each have our personal healing work to do.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned about connecting to nature and the light and harmony that nature exudes, because I see that as a beautiful reminder that we are that. The other thing you touched on, which feeds into what you just said, was the violet flame.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that each of us has our own job to do to transmute those aspects of ourselves that hold discord, that buy into the economic model of scarcity, and that we each are carrying these fragments. And so as we learn to transmute that, well, the violet flame is one way, but the other piece that you mentioned, I just want to underscore for the listeners, is the angelic beings, the ascended ones, come when asked. Nobody's going to rescue you. We must command the light. We must claim our birthright as divinity.
Because they're infinitely patient. And because we have our timing, every being on the planet has their individual timing. And yet, when I love the paradigm of the water. David, I so agree with you. Right now, it's about water, water, water. And that when we allow ourselves to dive into that watery stream of being available, then more of this becomes truly... I don't know, anchored, I think, Sri, is the word I want to offer.
Well, talk about practical stuff. I'm sure you know Dr. Emoto's work. And that. See, we're basically,
absolutely,
what we are is we are living liquid crystals.
Exactly.
That's what we are, right? Our body is mainly water. So, you know, the symbol of the Aquarian age is the water bearer. I mean, and we know how precious water is. So water holds memory, and we can empower the water, you know, turn it into a powerful healing agent through intent. You know, Omoda says you put the word on a bottle, you put love, joy, forgiveness, whatever. And these ideas, they hold that. And I do this, so I have a blue bottle, I leave it out in the sun, and I drink the water. And I tell you, and you feel it. That's the key.
Yeah.
You feel it in the cells, you feel it in your body, because we have trillions of cells. So you're basically, from an inner-outer level, you're actually infusing consciously, you're changing the vibrational structure of your blood.
Absolutely. And it's changing anyway.
Law of attraction.
So it eats that support. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things,
it's what?
A few years ago, I designed a water filtration system. And other than cleaning the water and alkalizing it, the thing that was unique is I put together what I call a crystal boost. And the crystal boost was a series of quartz crystals that the water ran over to spin it in counter-rotating vortexes so that the water would receive the light from the silicon quartz and be spun back into its neutral place.
And that's all we've been drinking now for, what, the past 5 years since you developed that?
I released this into the world about 3 years
ago.
You get
really high on water.
And so I'm just mentioning there's still a few of those systems out there. You can find it at lifeenthusiast.com if anybody's interested in that at this moment. But one of the things I want to say is that each and every one of us has a responsibility.
Absolutely.
And hopefully this listening to this show will awaken within you a moment of inspiration, a moment to say, okay, I'm going to shift something in my life right now. When I say the word shift, I'm not talking about a value system saying I'm going to be better or worse or fix that. What I'm saying is I'm going to take action on my wholeness, with my wholeness, in alignment with that. And speaking of taking action, we have a caller who's been standing by wanting to participate in that claiming of wholeness. So let's go to line 3 and bring Sophia from California into the show.
Well, namaste, Sophia, and thank you for being so patient.
Thank you. I am so excited because you are 3 of my favorite people in the world. I'm a singer. I've worked with you before, you guys. But I love you all. I'm so excited. I'm
going to
cry.
Oh, Angel, we love you so much. I'm just hearing your voice brings joy to us, too. I have tears in my eyes, too, honey. Thank you for calling. How can we be with you today?
Well, we've been great friends, and I just love you all. So I would love to get a mini reading. I've moved here to a place called Hidden Valley Lake, and I feel wonderful here, and I know there's more for me to do. So I'd love a little mini reading from you. And hi, David.
Hello, Sophia.
Aww.
We go way back. Sophia is such a beautiful, she carries the wisdom of Sophia through her music, truly.
Agreed. I always remember that I was actually introduced to Sophia's music through Sri when we first got together. He used to play the albums all the time, CDs.
I think it was a tantric moment.
It was a wonderful moment. And so, beloved Angel,
Sophia, which is one of our songs, that she wrote a song called Turn to the Sun, which is actually part of the Light Party's, Light Party Project Light, and says, turn to the sun. It's beautiful. Turn to the sun. Look up and see. It's free for you and me. I mean, it's such a beautiful, and it's got a great rhythm. She carries the message. It's free. It's free. Energy is free. Just look up and see. And our work now is to realize that and turn it into practical, systems where we can liberate humanity energetically. But as you said, Tri, it's really all about the shift in consciousness. It goes together. The technological advancement and the consciousness, it all goes, I believe, you probably agree, it goes hand in hand, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it starts with us, and it will reflect out into the world. But meanwhile, Sophia, we've been celebrating you. Let's let Kira and you connect for a moment and see what comes through.
Well, Sophia, Angel, I just want to share with you that the minute you started speaking today, I saw you barefoot. I saw your hands outstretched. I saw you. It's so funny that David just mentioned your song, because I saw you literally covered in sunlight with your head back, and you were twirling, just twirling. And what I'm hearing is that for you right now, it's about literally stepping into the center of the Merkaba and spinning your energy. And that the way for you to do this, to harness the shifts that are trying to work through you, and they're saying, it's funny, as I'm sharing this with you, Sophia, I see all 10 of your fingers radiating light. I mean, just light, 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 light. And they're saying, just be outside, stand in the sun, head back, arms outstretched, and spin. And, in a way, obviously, that's safe and comfortable for you. However, after you rotate one way, hands to heart, take a breath, stretch the hands out, rotate the other way, and the entire time, feel the energy of eternal life pulsing through you. They keep telling me next wave, next wave, next wave, that there is a powerful next wave coming for you, and I keep seeing the number 4 around you right now. It's like you're in the center of a diamond, the 4 points of a diamond, and that there's this four. And part of it is they're saying 4 weeks. Then I'm also hearing 4 months. I'm also hearing that there's this group that you're one of those points and the others three around you, that there is this energy of the only word I can offer you is the next wave. And that for you, it's about really claiming the Merkaba of your divinity through this physical spinning. I mean, they're very much sharing, and I'm sure that you can feel this gift as I was sharing it with you because it's so tangible. I'm glad I'm sitting. I'd probably fall over. But it's very much about this spinning and being and uplifting. And they're saying that through this, you will uplift, and through your passionate ascension, others will passionately ascend with you. And so just, honey, just feel my heart and my love around you. I have tears in my eyes. It's hard for me to even talk right now. I feel like I should be whispering because it's such a sacred gift that you're calling in for yourself, and that you have, the universe just keeps saying, we have heard you. We have heard you, and now it is your time to continue. And so it is, my angel. I'm just so grateful to be in your energy right now. Thank you, love.
Thank you so much. I love you all. Bye.
Bye, Angel. We love you, too.
Many blessings. Mm.
You know, Sri, while I was doing that, David, I need to share that while I was sharing all that with Sophia, the Artainment site was just really calling to me. And is this, I mean, I just want to talk more about it. I've been there many times, but let's share more about it. This is where people can really connect energetically. Is that a good way to describe that? How would you describe that?
You know, I've always been interested in, you know, as the power of mandalic sacred geometries and fractals. We've perfected a beautiful art form. It's an infinite art form, and we have 440 pieces up there. They're all
wow.
Just as an artist, it's beautiful art, but because it's so loaded in with sacred geometry and all the power of the tree of life, it always brings people into your I Am presence. And of course, the music we always pick is inspired music. So that's a very important part of the light party, because it's the role of the artist, and the artist is about creative imagination. You know, without the artist, the visionaries, you know, if you go through history, who has moved evolution forward? The great musicians of the world, you know, the great artists, the people who've always been able to, who've been connected deeply with, you know, been inspired, because our whole thing, the Light Party in San Francisco Medical was to promote programs designed to inspire, delight, heal, and enlighten. And all these videos have the intrinsic ability to do that. We just finished one today I'm working on, and this is a woman that you need to know about. We can probably talk offline. She's bringing in harmonics and sound codes that have never been brought to this planet. And she blessed me with one of her CDs, which is extraordinary because we're really about sound healing. And we've put all this incredibly beautiful fractals and diamonds and deep inner space, and she's working on how to actually recreate our DNA codes, which, you know, is actually the big deal, is that we're really being transformed.
But the Absolutely.
Artainment site, also on the Artainment site, if you go there, we have a whole list of visionary artists, mandala artists, fractal artists, incredible artists. We've got this beautiful archive of, you know, fantastic artists. So you go there and it's worlds within worlds within worlds within worlds.
And it's simply artainment.com. Is that right?
ArtAinment.com.
So we have lightparty.com. We have artainment.com. Really powerful, really powerful information. And you know, it's amazing when we come together in the infinite space of fluid time, the time of this world just goes so quickly, it's hard to believe.
We're just about at the end of our allocated bandwidth here, so to speak, on air. So, David, absolutely. And I just want to offer you a minute to offer a blessing or a summary or anything you'd like to share with the listeners.
Well, I would just say the Light Party message is, let me just pull this out, is now is the time to, now is the time to lighten up, enjoy the music, simplify our lives, accentuate the positive, and choose health. Choose peace, choose prosperity and freedom for all. So the key word there is choose. And we're all choosing now to co-create a beautiful seventh golden age with the great masters of light who've been empowering and holding this vision for humanity for, as you know, eons of time. We're stepping into our greater destiny. And of course, as that happens, our beloved Star Nation ET brothers and sisters are going to continually make their their beautiful presence known to humanity, and there will be a co-creative government in this planet that will be non-hierarchical and will be multidimensional as we step into the greater universe as galactic beings and ultimately cosmic beings, correct?
Absolutely.
And so it is.
And feel our arms around you. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you, my angel, for the work you're doing for the planet. Thank you so much.
Thanks for opening the opportunity to be continued, no doubt, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And so we just want to conclude today, as we do, with a hug to David Raphael, the director, and the driving passion,
absolutely,
along with others that he's synergizing with for lightparty.com.
And artainment.com.
And to all of our listeners here on Sri and Kira Live, we want to offer you the same hug of divine love and connection, remembering that your life makes a difference. Mm. You are an integral part of the oneness that we are celebrating. And so we truly say thank you. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being part of this marvelous tapestry.
And for enjoying the energy of passionate action, the energy of cooperation without competition. For truly, we are riding the wave of the evolution of consciousness. And you, beloved angels, through listening to this show, through sharing this show with others, are a conscious co-creator, and we love you. And as we have the gift of spending every Sunday with you, or joining you live in the archives, as I like to say, we look forward to being with you again next week. And until that time,
may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.